This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today, why not Minot? Watford City tomorrow, Friday, our salute to heroes, fallen heroes. Memorial Day is Monday, Friday. We always take some time, allow folks to tell us a story about a hero in their family, in their town, somebody they know, and remember the reason for Memorial Day. Okay? So that's Friday on the program. In hour one, hour two will be Senator Kevin Cramer. I spoke with the senator last night about a very lengthy meeting with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers top leadership yesterday. I think it's fair to say he was enormously frustrated. Wow. My favorite exchange that he shared was that after some lengthy explanation on why something wasn't happening as fast as it should, he said, I want to invite you to come on the radio talk show that I do over at Town Hall every week and have you explain that to North Dakotans. And I'm not sure you'll last 30 seconds with them, but they're gonna call you out on all of that. But anyway, more about that with Senator Cramer on Friday. More of our conversation with folks in Minot today for the milestone of $4 million in rural community grant funds handed out from Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, Amandan, and, of course, AgriBank as well. More on the ag economy. We just kind of have a lot going on today on the program. Right now, the one and only Tommy Fisher, the world's best builder of wall. Now, if we could get the United States Army Corps of Engineers and others to recognize it, they'd be a lot better off for it. There is a build going on right now at an undisclosed location on private land that's going pretty darn well, but could provide quite a guidepost for the Customs and Border Patrol, Department of Homeland Security, Corps of Engineers on how to do it right. How's it going down there, Tommy?
It's going fantastic, Scott. I'm actually caught me on an excavator walking up the side of the mountain where the Corps said we couldn't build. And I'm telling you, by the end of the day, you'll have the roadway put in and be ready for panels by Friday.
Explain how this came to be, this project. How much wall you're building, where you're building it, how you're able to build it without bureaucracy and delays and all the other things that are going on. Just give us the backstory.
Well, what I can say is it's privately funded by people who raised money to get our border secured. They went out and did their due diligence. I don't want to say where it is because there's going to be a big grand opening on Monday or Tuesday of next week. But we've had several of the sector chiefs from DH Border Patrol there, and very, very impressed. They've been coming out each day. They can't believe the mountain changing before their eyes. But I told them they haven't seen anything yet. Give us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday when you watch that, when people are celebrating Memorial Day weekend, we'll secure a half a mile of border for you.
Pretty amazing. So what kind of a pace? I mean, you're building, first of all, in rough terrain. You say it's you said earlier the Corps said it couldn't be done. Like, they haven't built wall on mountains because they didn't think it could be done?
Correct. I mean, they'll go up a little bit, and then they'll stop at the toe of the mountain. We're going three-quarters of the way up, giving them full access road, lookout point, as well as cameras, the IFIDs for the tunnel detection and everything, all turnkey. And all this will be done in 8 days. And so if you were looking at a regular highway project run by a bureaucracy or something, this project would have a duration of 8 months to a year on it. And the amazing thing here is the group that contacted me, it's so much more, too, to make everything happen. We were able to get the steel mill to give us the all-weathering steel within 2.5 weeks. We were only notified of this project 27 days ago, and it'll be complete in 30 days. And so it just shows you that if there's a will and you have right partners and stuff, there's a way to get it done. And then it's going to set the standard. There will be no more excuses that we can't do this or we can't do that. So now it's up to the president, who is the commander-in-chief on top of the Army. And now it falls on his lap. I'm 100% behind the president, but he needs to fix it. If you have a bureaucracy that's not working, no more excuses. Time's up. And I think this, you'll see, Scott, in a few days when they go national with it, And then we're planning on doing another 2 miles right after it on some property in California.
There's a story out today in Bloomberg that U.S. Customs and Border Protection has put up just 1.7 miles of fencing with the $1.57 billion that Congress appropriated last year along the Mexican border. You know, timely, given what you're doing right there. But what is your reaction to that news?
It's just silly. Most of the jobs they have out, they're stuck in the ground, but yet they still continue to give those same contractors without price or schedule more work. You know, one of the jobs been stuck in the sand in Arizona for 8 months, and they decide to give them another 11 miles based on answering questions. So the bottom line is the Corps doesn't know, and if it costs me jobs, so be it. But in the end, the truth is going to be out. And the thing would be is if they would have taken our proposal for the 218 miles, we'd already have probably 45, 50 miles up in another 3 or 4 months. You're looking at the downhill stretch. But, you know, there's just a big, big disconnect, a lot of excuses. And here's the bottom line. I think CBP is going to see with their own eyes. Taking national security is a no-nonsense endeavor, and that's what we're going to deliver. And let our project speak for itself. No longer can they hide that you don't have border wall experience. No longer can they hide that their agents don't deserve a road. No longer can they hide that they don't deserve cameras, that they don't deserve technology. It's over. And we're hoping that all your listeners, as well as everyone from coast to coast, can see. And they can see that it's so much more than just a fence. It's a complete infrastructure project. The exact words that was told to me by the section chief, it looks like you're building a highway. And I said, yes, sir, for you, to protect each and every one of us.
Wow. I talked to Senator Cramer after a very lengthy meeting with General Semonite and other Corps officials yesterday. The one positive thing that he took out of it, and I had heard it before myself from the reporting we'd done and probing of the Corps, was that you know, Fisher Industries is one of 12 you know, pre-selected vendors to be able to, once the funding is there for the lion's share of the wall, be able to bid on that. And basically, his take is that that's going to mean some work in the future. Is that good news from your perspective?
I don't think so. It's nothing but a game. They pre-qualified whatever they want, and basically they have a question and answer thing, and they give the jobs to whoever they want. I'll tell you what's going to change the narrative, Scott. Is when you see what we built, and we'll invite everybody there, from the U.S. senators to the Congress to the President of the United States, he's not going to put up with it. What they have going on with the Corps of Engineers is Central Park all over the ice skating rink, and here's a chance to fix it. So now there's no more excuses. I don't trust anything that they're going to do the right thing. They've had billions of dollars, and what have they put up? 1.7 miles? And with all the extra money the Defense Department gave them, there's nothing. There's nothing going in the ground.
And yeah. So my question is, can you fix this? You know, after hearing him, and there was a lot of bureaucracy. I mean, can you fix the Corps? Can you fix DHS? Or can you just say, look, let's allot some dollars and let's do it privately?
Well, I think the easiest way is DHS has the construction arm of CBP, and that's who we did the prototypes with. The Corps just needs to be relieved of duty, and CDP needs to contract direct with the contractors, make the contractors put up a bond, make them put up the warranty, make them show that they can meet schedule. And if nobody else can, and there's one or two of us that can, let's get to work. Enough talk. It's time for action. And I think what's happened is, no matter how many times you can say it, the president's demanded 500 miles, they ain't going to make it to 100.
No, and there'll be some egg on the face there. That's why hopefully sooner rather than later this gets fixed. Texture asked the question, ask Tommy how the wall adjusts for terrain. Is it hinged to maintain the same height as it goes up and down the hills?
Yeah, I can answer that really easy, and then I'm going to share photos with you so you can show your listeners on Facebook here next week. What happens is even though the fence goes up every 2 feet and it goes up at an angle, the bollards get longer. So in some parts of the concrete, they're encased 4 feet. In some parts, they're 2 feet. So it's all how you design the fence. So you have to spend a little more money on the steel. But in the end, it's still a straight vertical line going up. But then if you're going up a slope of 25%, each bollard's going to be 2 feet higher than the next. But when you see them hang on our hangers, because we've had a lot of people tell us, yeah, your system works great on the flat, but you can't do mountains, they're going to learn a lesson this week.
Another question from a listener. Who do we need to call to get our government to contract with Fisher Industries?
I think your Congress, I think the White House, anyone who will listen. But then the other thing is pay attention to the news. The other part is if this private organization can raise a bunch of money, I've committed to them that I'll build $1 billion to $2 billion worth of work. And if we can do that, we'll just fund it through private and we'll show. And you know what will happen? You'll have the support of every border agent. One just went by me right now and gave me the cross sign. Thank you for what we're doing. And because now they can see it. Because once they saw the road transform in front of their face, their job is so difficult. And we'll have a lot of footage, Scott, you'll be able to share with your listeners. And what they have to do for what we just did, it's just life-changing.
And you're out there doing it yourself. Hard hat and all, excavator and all, huh?
I'm in the excavator right now. It's on the top of the mountain yesterday to show that we could dig it. There's a lot of concern. But the one thing is that's really good to say is the sector chief of these two sectors have been out each day looking at the process.
They fantastic. They want this. Those are the guys on the front line. I love it. Tommy Fisher, thanks. We'll talk later.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker Braddock. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, their Minot location today on the program. And we're going to talk another one of those grant recipients. that is doing some good with the Rural Community Grant Fund from the Farm Credit Services and AgriBank in just a moment. You know, oil and natural gas is helping meet America's demand right now. That's what's going on. Half of the taxes generated in North Dakota, all taxes, come from the oil industry. Pretty incredible. And that talent, those resources are building strong, sustainable futures for the families we love, the friends and neighbors we have. And they're proving that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. Happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. You can find out more about that at energyofnorthdakota.com. Our man CJ is a little tied up. Business end of some diesel right now. And, you know, if you need diesel repair, tractors, trucks, semis, pickups, whatever it is, anything diesel, they specialize in diesel. That's nice. So your diesel, you know, truck or tractor out of commission, not running right, why wouldn't you want to bring it to someone that does nothing but figure out how that can work again to its optimum performance? That's what they do with DAC Diesel. So find out more about them at DACDiesel.com. Whole array of services waiting for you. And if you need an appointment, they're in Bismarck. They do house calls. They'll come to you, too. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. All right. This segment, we're going to chat with Laura Feldman from Sentinel Butte, North Dakota, home on the range, clinical director there. And also chat with Jeff Swanhorse and talk a little bit about the ag economy. He's the CEO of AgriBank. But let's start with Laura Feldman. Hey, Laura, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What is Home on the Range?
Home on the Range is a residential center for boys and girls ages 12 to 18. And they come and we're actually a working cattle ranch as well. So the kids get a feel for, you know, the agriculture lifestyle. We have the kids working with the cows and do a lot of equine work, therapeutic work. We do a lot of canine work. So it's a place where kids come and learn new skills and try new things. And hopefully we get them back on the right track and send them back home.
What better than a little life, a little work on a cattle ranch to just get back on the right track, right?
Right, right. A lot of our kids have never seen a live horse in person, so it's quite an experience.
So talk about the grants from the Rural Community Grant Fund and how they've impacted Home on the Range.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to receive two grants. We used one for our trauma recovery unit. This is a specialized unit that we have that helps kids who, let's say they have a bout of physical aggression or they recently suffered a loss while they were here of a family member, or they just have a really hard time staying regulated. So they're having lots of behavioral issues and consecutively and struggling to do all right. We designed this unit based on research and talking to a consultant. So we used the grant to buy specific items like furniture and bedding and flooring and the lights, and we had it wired for sound, really based on the best way to work with trauma kids. So it's all research based. We were able to get a lot of sensory items like a Boise ball, a balance ball, a light board, different things to tap into kids' minds differently, to work to really get them soothed and back on track to where they need to be, to go back into our regular programming. The other grant we used to design our evaluation and stabilization unit, which is designed really with the same features in mind, right? We want kids to come in and feel comfortable and we used again the same materials. So the flooring, the furniture, the bedding, the paint, all designed with trauma informed care in mind. So the grants were very helpful in our ability to really do what's best for those kids that are in need of those programs.
That's great. Any other needs that your organization has?
You know, we continue every day to try and do better for our kids. What we're working on right now is remodeling one of the wings of our boys unit. Again, with the same knowledge in mind to really focus in on what works best with trauma kids. Our intention is to take more aggressive kids in the state in that unit because that's an area where there's a need. So we're in the process of remodeling that. But, you know, any help with with funding for that remodel would be great. The other thing, we do a lot of equine work, and our our stable herd is aging, and we have some geriatric members. So, you know, we would always look for some money to revamp our herd a bit and, you know, purchase some younger stock, you know, 10 to 13, that are of sound mind and body would be a great help as well.
How many kids on average do you have at home on the range?
About 30.
About 30 at any given time?
Yep, and they're from all over the state.
All over North Dakota. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're doing the Lord's work there, Laura. I'm sure you know that. But, I mean, it's nice to hear when you – I mean, first of all, there's nothing that I think makes a parent's heart ache more than a child with, you know, concerns and issues and struggles, and to know that there is a way out, and an organization that does it with the love and care you do is certainly heartwarming. So thank you for that. Thank you for the good work you do, and congrats on a rural community grant fund to do some more good.
All right. Well, thanks, Guy. I appreciate it.
You bet. Good to talk to you. Laura Feldman, Clinical Director, Home on the Range, Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. Great reputation. You hear a lot about the work they do. I wonder how many other organizations like that do the work they do and then do a cattle ranch besides, you know? I mean, to you know, give them those kind of lessons on the cattle ranch, that's pretty amazing. Jeff Swanhorse is the CEO of Agribank, and Jeff has got a good handle on our ag economy and how things are. I wanted to visit with him for a couple of minutes here at the end of this break and finish on the other side of the break. Jeff, thanks for joining us again.
Sure, you bet. Good to be here.
What kind of a headline would you give on the overall situation we find ourselves in agriculture right now?
My best word to describe it would be very tight from a profitability standpoint, and very uncertain at this point. A lot of that uncertainty is clearly driven by the situation we're in with all the trade agreements and, of course, our significant dependence on export markets.
The president today is meeting with farmers and going to announce another round of what I call trade aid. They evidently are tweaking it a little bit, but it sounds like it'll be similar to what it was last go-around, maybe some more dollars, some more crops. What kind of relief does that provide?
Yeah, of course, the last time around this was called, I believe, the Market Facilitation Program, and it'll be extremely important and extremely well-received. You know, you're probably very familiar with corn, soybean prices, along with a lot of other commodities. And anything that can help offset the impact of tariffs is a very significant positive for American agriculture.
Tariffs have been used effectively, I think, by the president in a negotiating tool, right, so far, and getting some people to the table and breaking through on deals. Certainly the new NAFTA, I don't think a lot of people thought that could happen. When we come back, I want to get your take on that a little bit and whether or not we could ever get to a point where tariffs are a thing of the past, right, and just get everybody on an even playing field once these things get through. I want your take on that. Jeff Swanhorse with us, CEO of Agribank. We're talking about the ag economy, and we're celebrating some rural community grant fund recipients here with Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, Minot, and Agribank in Minot today. More after this. Don't go away. For a few years, you heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying this morning the president's engaged in a cover-up as Democrats are beating the drums of impeachment again. at the Capitol this morning, Pelosi said no one is above the law, and that goes for President Trump. She spoke after a closed-door meeting with the Democratic caucus, but not far away, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House fully cooperated with the full special counsel investigation into alleged Russian election meddling.
The idea that this White House hasn't cooperated and has resisted is completely absurd. In fact, the only people that we see resisting in this process are Democrats who are resisting the conclusion of the Mueller report.
More severe weather likely today in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
From Farm Credit Services of North Dakota. Folks from Mandan Farm Credit Services, Aaron Vedder and his team are here, as well as folks from Agribank, too. We appreciate the chance to come tell some neat stories today on the program. Great fun. We're brought to you in part by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And you know the nice thing they do for us at Pucklich each week? They say, Scott, here's a really good deal that we're going to make even better just for your listeners. And I say, really? You're kidding me. I love it. So today, no exception, by the way, one owner local trade. They're famous for those at Pucklich. This is a 2018 Chevy Equinox Premier, full-size SUV, diesel, 1.6-liter turbo diesel engine. It'll get you 40 miles a gallon, all-wheel drive, remote start, five passengers, only 27,000 miles on it. It's white, sharp. And listen to this deal. It's on the lot now at $26,995, but you go in there and say, Scott tells me about this special deal. They're going to take not one, but $2,000 off, $24,997. Is that great or what? Pucklich, valleycity.com. Check it out. Of course, Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC. You drive, we'll ride with you, 721 West Main in Valley City. Stop and see them. Or Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy Bismarck, Pucklich.com. Pucklich.com. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, it's more of our conversation. We're chatting about the ag economy right now from someone that's in the middle of that in many areas around the U.S., Jeff Swanhorst, CEO of Agribank, Farm Credit Bank. So I asked about tariffs before the break, and I know a lot of people didn't like the idea of the president adding tariffs. I'll use one example, the example being the new NAFTA, USMCA. Right.
Yep.
So the new NAFTA, there were some tariffs there that people didn't like, and the hue and cry from Mexico and Canada were there. They were recently taken off because we've got a deal, and it's now. So tariffs can be used as a pretty good tool, can't they?
Yeah, very very much so, and that did work well up to the point we're at. Of course, the USMCA is still not through the final process with congressional approval, and it's a very important trade agreement that we need to get to the end zone, but we're close, but we're not there yet.
Would you say for the growers here, USMCA getting ratified, passed, done deal, is more important than the Chinese trade deal?
You know, of course, it depends on which commodity. There's a lot of different commodities grown in North Dakota. I'm not sure I could pick one that's more important than the other, because the soybean market is, and hog market is, very dependent on China. Soybeans are a major crop in North Dakota. Of course, there's a lot of other crops that go to, especially Mexico, from the U.S. as well. So to me, they're both extremely important to North Dakota.
And China, obviously, wrapped up in a very complicated negotiating process. Sounds like we almost had a deal, and then the Chinese reneged, so that's playing out. But in the meantime, USMCA is done, right? It's a matter of just politics at this point, and the scheduling of the vote, where there's votes in the Senate, we understand, there's votes in the House to pass it, so it's just a matter of actually getting it on the calendar. Would that relieve a lot of the pressure we're feeling right now?
It would be a very significant positive, would relieve some of the pressure, but we still have the situation going on with China. And, you know, we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 40% of our soybeans we export. 50% of our wheat crop gets exported. So all of these major trade agreements are extremely important to U.S. agriculture.
And if both deals were done right now, wave a magic wand, you got the Chinese deal, it's pen to paper, it's done. Same with USMCA. What is the overall economic picture in ag country with those? Still a challenging time?
Yeah, great question. I'm glad you asked it. And, you know, it would be very helpful, but it is still a trying time in U.S. agriculture. You know, the supply-demand situation and the carryouts domestically here in the U.S. in these major commodities, corn, soybeans, wheat, as well as the carryouts worldwide, have continued to grow such that these price levels we're at, I believe, would improve some, but they're not really, I would not expect them to go back to where they were, let's say, 3 to 5 years ago. You know, and in reality, for the producer out here, especially the crop farmer, it's a whole process of trying to get that cost per bushel of production down, and it's a very difficult thing to do, and a lot of farmers are spending a lot of time on that economic issue.
A final question for you, Jeff, what advice would you have for the farmers and ranchers listening today in the environment we're in right now? What should they know?
A couple of things. Figure out and know your cost of production. I know you've probably heard this from lenders a lot, but you really have to know that to determine when you can pull the trigger and sell commodities at least a break even or maybe a profit. And then in addition to that, it's have a marketing plan where you've got target prices set, and when the market gets there, sell. Don't have the idea that it's going to keep going up. It could, but it's more likely it can go the other direction right now. So have a marketing plan and keep your cost of production down.
Fascinating. Thanks for the expertise. Appreciate it.
Sure, you bet.
Jeff Swanhorse from AgriBank. And, of course, they're here today to celebrate the Rural Community Grant Funds. We're going to talk with some of the folks that have benefited on that as well. But first, Chris Berg is here from Point of View. And as promised, ladies and gentlemen, last night with Senator Kevin Cramer on, and a fascinating conversation on a lot of topics. What's your encore performance tonight? Do you know yet?
Boy, I don't know. I know that we've got, you know, the infrastructure conversation going on, but you just were talking about the USMCA, and I think I emailed this over to you, and I think you get it anyways. But, you know, President Trump is supposed to meet with Pelosi and Schumer today at the White House, and he said, hey, guys, before we even start the conversation on infrastructure, why don't we talk about this USMCA deal? Let's get this thing to the floor and get it done. And so we'll see what kind of leverage he can put on Pelosi to get this thing brought to the floor and passed.
I don't think the president will have the leverage necessary with Nancy Pelosi, but I do think farmers will. I do think, you know, as Jeff was just mentioning, there's obviously efforts to have a number of different groups, let them know how important that is, especially in this environment right now, because the two 800-pound gorillas of trade are the USMCA and the Chinese trade deal. So if you could get one of them, which is already done, just needs to be actually moved from one desk to one bin to say, go vote on it. You know, I mean, it's not hard. So it's just a matter of whether she wants to give the president a win. But it's all of agriculture that gets a win, really, on that.
I would say, ag, manufacturing, everybody gets a win. So that's what's going to be fascinating to watch. Is she so stuck in her ways, and are these people so focused on Russia, 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 and impeachment that they, which it, as of right now, Scott, it would appear that they are completely forgetting about the American people.
I want to ask you about the wall situation. We talked to Tommy Fisher, who literally is in an excavator right now building wall along the border in an undisclosed location. And amazingly enough, You know, he's keeping his spirits up despite constant battles with the Corps and not getting it. I'm starting to wonder if it wouldn't be better for the president to really go rogue here. Once he figures out that he's not getting what he's paying for, and we see from Bloomberg today an incredible story about, you know, billions of dollars building less than 2 miles of wall. You can't make it up. Maybe we should just do the whole thing privately. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we can't hurt at this point, right? But again, I think President Trump is either getting bad info or he's trying to portray to people that don't follow this as closely that, hey, guys, things are good. I don't know if you saw this morning, but he tweeted out, you know, much of the wall being built at the southern border, it's a complete demolition and rebuilding of old and worthless barriers. Problem is the haters say this is not a new wall, but rather a renovation. They're wrong. So he continues to say, look, we are building a bunch of brand new wall and things are all good.
Something has to be done dramatically differently. I'm just starting to think more and more that's the way to go. You're not going to fix the Corps. I don't know. I don't see how you do it. I mean, I know the idea is Department of Homeland Security contracting with private companies. The government moves so slow. You look at that number and you just have to weep. It's awful. So we'll continue to follow it. Chris Berg, watching tonight, 6:30 Point of View. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, we are back in rural community grant fund mode, and I'm looking at some folks from Beulah, North Dakota here, by golly, who have benefited from this fund. We have with us Marcy Saylor, who's the co-manager and paramedic with Mercer County Ambulance in Beulah. How are you?
Good.
Good to see you. And as well, Mick Detman is here, volunteer firefighter with the Beulah Fire Rural Fire Protection. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good to see you. And Brady down here as well. Brady's a volunteer firefighter. Bryce Brady, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
How are you, Bryce?
Doing good. How are you?
All right, fantastic. So let me start with you, Marcy. Just talk a little bit about the impact of these funds. What are you able to do with it? How's it impacted your organization?
Well, we received two grants from the Rural Community Grant Fund. The first one was $5,000 to put towards furnishing an addition that we put onto an existing building, which helped having a place for our paramedics and EMTs, a place to stay during the night. And then the second one was a $5,000 grant towards a portable ventilator that we use in our ambulance. And with this ventilator, we'll be able to free up our paramedic that can do other skills necessary to that patient, which will be able to do better patient care.
How many of your team are volunteer?
We have 9 full-time employees, 2 part-times, and about 24 volunteers.
So the lion's share is volunteers.
Yep.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. Mick and Bryce, tell me a little bit from the standpoint of the firefighters, and you guys are volunteer, right?
That is correct.
So you got a job, you got a family, and you got a love to help.
Yep.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been doing it?
21 years.
Incredible. Have you ever thought about quitting?
No.
Even when the beeper goes off again and again and again?
No.
No. Wow. That's passion. That's pretty cool. Tell me about the benefit from the grant fund.
We received 2 grants as well. The one that I worked on, we did a replacement of a grass unit that was needed to be updated. It was the current one that we had was showing its age and had some miles on it and was starting to have mechanical issues. And so we wrote a grant to upgrade that to a new one, and we were able to not only get that, but then Bryce headed up a grant for some safety gear and some helmets, and he spearheaded that, and we got that as well. So we've been real fortunate so far.
They're good-looking helmets, I hope, Bryce?
They are.
Are they?
Yeah, they
good.
Are.
Yeah, got to look sharp when you're out there, saving lives, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And have they been a benefit? Have they worked out like you hope they would?
Absolutely. Going into a fire knowing that your equipment is up to date and you're going to go in there safely, it's a huge thing.
That's great. So just in a word, what would you say about this grant and ultimately the work you're able to do with the proceeds?
Fortunate.
Oh, very, very much appreciative.
Amazing what they do.
That's so great. Making a difference in Beulah, North Dakota, and other communities as well with the 2019 Rural Community Grant Fund. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do, too. Appreciate all those volunteers out there. First responders. Volunteers. They have families. They have jobs. They, and they're out there taking care of their community. It's pretty special, no doubt about it. All right, we'll wrap up some final thoughts on the milestone of $4 million and 250 grants given since 2012 with the CEOs when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up.
The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by MyPillow today. A lot of grad parties. I don't know about you, but I'm going to a lot of grad parties these days, sending kids out into the real world, right? And you know what a great gift is? MyPillow. That's right. Weddings. Few of those on the docket this year. Great gift there, MyPillow. Our pal Mike Lindell, this world-class entrepreneur, came up with this idea. He invented the pillow. And it really, what's the secret behind the pillow is the patented interlocking fill. So, and what that does is when you sleep on it, the pillow adjusts to you rather than the other way around. And so you get a better night's sleep.
you know, you're getting the exact support you need because that pillow adjusts to you. So two things happen. You sleep faster. You get to sleep faster, rather, and you stay there longer. So it really works. And here's the best part of this timing on the grad parties and the weddings and everything else. A two-pack of MyPillow premiums now are $69.98. So by my math, and I got some bankers here, so I better be careful, $34.99 a pillow, which is the lowest price ever. Never has there been a lower price on radio or TV. It's only available at MyPillow.com. Call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT and start sleeping better. Well, we hate to leave because there's been so darn much good news here we've talked about over the last 90 minutes, other than the challenges in the ag economy and other than the fact that we haven't built a wall to speak of, spending billions of dollars on just a little bit of wall with a good North Dakota company showing it can be done a different way. That'd be the bad news. The good news is some good that's being done with Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, Mandant, and AgriBank coming together to dole out now $4 million in grants to Bakken communities since 2012, over 250 of those, and the CEOs, Farm Credit Services North Dakota, Claude Sims with us, as well as Farm Credit Services of Mandan, Aaron Vetter with us, and the CEO of AgriBank, Jeff Swanhorse. So, gentlemen, thanks for the time today. Appreciate you having us and appreciate the fact that obviously a lot of good is being done. You know, Claude, is it nice to hear folks talk about what they're doing with these funds and getting a firsthand understanding of how they're using these grant dollars?
Yeah, it's been really fun this morning. It's been jam-packed with a lot of recipients coming up. Actually got a couple out this afternoon, too, where we're going to award some grants. So it's been fun hearing their story, how it's impacted their community, not only their community, but the business they work with, not only the business they work with, but the volunteers that they have.
Farm Credit Services is a give-back kind of organization, Aaron, without a doubt. But this one is, you know, specifically targeted to folks that have that impact. And we talked to some folks in the emergency service and healthcare area, and you can really tell what a difference this is making, isn't it?
Yeah, it has made a great difference, and it is great to hear the stories. Claude and I get to see this all the time when we usually deliver the checks in person. The other thing is, you know, it's doing the right thing, giving back to our rural communities, and so. We really appreciate the support from AgriBank, and so it's great to see the volunteers, and, you know, it's the North Dakota way.
It is the North Dakota way, no doubt about it. Jeff, how about from AgriBank's perspective here? Fun day?
Yeah, it has been. Of course, working with Aaron and Claude, we work with them a lot. They're the CEOs of two of the 14 organizations that own AgriBank, and they're obviously very important to us, and we've appreciated the ability to work with them on this program, and they do a really good job of working through the process and picking projects to support.
Going forward, what would you have in the way of encouragement for other folks that have needs out there that are in Bakken communities to present their needs to Farm Credit Services? What would you tell them, Claude?
You know, please reach out to every individual association, whether it be Minot or AgriBank or Farm Credit Services in North Dakota. Let us know what you need, and as we can see how we can help.
So the grant application process is, you know, pretty simple, Aaron?
Yeah, it is. You know, one of the recipients actually brought that up as they were talking with us, that it's easier than some of the other grants that they work with or that they try to get. And so my understanding it is. I would also have them check our websites because AgriBank's website, along with Farm Credit Services in North Dakota and Mandan's, has the Rural Community Grant Fund application process on it.
Good. Find it right there. Jeff, any final thoughts about today or going forward?
You've probably heard this in different ways today, but, you know, the mission of the system has been the same essentially for the last 100 years, and it's about supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable and consistent credit and financial services today and especially tomorrow, because it's all about what's going forward. And appreciate working with the group here on this program.
Claude, final thought?
No, other than it's been a fun day. It's fun to see the impact of the $4 million that we've given away, more than $4 million, the 250 applications and grants that we've already given. So it's just been a fun day to summarize all of that the
That's
last
great.
Several years.
And Aaron, how about you? You get the last word.
I get the last word.
Yeah.
You know,
I think somebody told me somewhere, vetters always get the last word. I don't know where I heard that, but I think I would just prove that out right now. Go for it.
Well, Scott, since you put me on the spot, you know, it's great working with our rural communities, agriculture, and all the volunteers in North Dakota. So we're just blessed to be part of it.
I think it was a Richter that told me that, just so you know. So maybe it's the Richters that get the last word always. I don't know. It might have been even a Jerome Richter. I'm not sure who, but, you know, we'll get back at him somehow, won't we?
We will.
We just did, I think. All right, gentlemen, thanks a ton. Appreciate it. Good day here. Really enjoyed it.
Thanks, Scott.
And a lot of fun. Good chance to meet a lot of these folks. A lot of good being done. We appreciate celebrating stories like that. From Farm Credit Services of North Dakota in Minot, for our friends at Farm Credit Services Mandan and AgriBank, Scott Hinton saying so long. See you tomorrow in Watford City. Main Street Initiative Day among our guests, Governor Doug Burgum, who at 11 tomorrow, along with the Lieutenant Governor, will be hosting a listening session in Watford City down below all the laws. We'll see you there. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. I read a great book recently. I'd love to tell you about it. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles. When I found out it was all about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. It's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon said it reads like Tom Sawyer, and I couldn't agree more. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle, a childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. Order online at Amazon. Makes a great gift for anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. The University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.